Words by the Wayside presents Elijah by Hamilton Smith. This book is read by Alex Windham. This edition is produced with the kind permission of copyright holders Scripture Truth Publications and is available in printed form from www.scripture-truth.org.uk. Publisher's note. How often has a book or tract been made a rich blessing to the soul, either in bringing one to Christ or building up or helping on in Him? How often may we have read some passage of Scripture and seen nothing in it until the Lord used some paragraph in a human writing to unlock its treasures to our hearts? None of us are self-sufficient. We are dependent one on another. We grow by that which every joint supplies. We need all the helps which God has set in the body for our common profit and blessing. This audiobook is part of the Brethren Writers Library series, which goes forth with the purpose of introducing the listener to the writings of men who were gifted of God as teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Many of the writings of these men are freely available online at stempublishing.com. Words by the Wayside, 2015. Preface. Meditating upon the path of Elijah through the apostate world of his dark day, we may well exclaim with another, "What a course was thine, Elijah, fraught with trials and death struggles, but still more fraught with instruction in the heart of him whom to serve was thy joy and glory. A course entered on in secret prayer and waiting on God, and ended in a chariot of fire to bear thee to himself." As we move on to glory, through a world already darkened by the lengthening shadows of the great apostasy, may we too catch the spirit of Elijah and learn to walk in separation from evil, in dependence on God and devotedness to God, while waiting to be rapt to glory at the coming of the Lord. Hamilton Smith. Chapter 1. Ahab, the Message from God. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. It was the darkest day in Israel's history when Elijah, the prophet of the living God, entered upon his public ministry. The special work of the prophet is to arouse the consciences and comfort the hearts of God's people in a day of ruin. First, to awaken the failing people of God to their responsibilities by applying the word of God to their consciences. And second, to encourage the faithful by lifting their thoughts above the ruin in which they find themselves, and comforting their hearts with the glories yet to come. It must be manifest that such ministry is eminently suited to a day of ruin. When all is in order amongst God's people, there is neither need nor scope for the prophetic gift. It has been pointed out that in the day of Solomon's glory, there was no occasion for the prophet. All was in order. The king administered justice from the throne. The priests and Levites waited upon their service, and the people dwelt in peace. But when, through the failure and disobedience of God's people, all has fallen into disorder, then, in the mercy of God, the prophet is brought upon the scene. The evil of God's people must call forth his judgment, for God will be true to himself and vindicate the glory of his name. But, as another has said, whatever their iniquity may be, God does not smite a people who have forsaken his ways until he has sent them a testimony. He may chastise them previously, but will not definitely execute his judgment upon them. Hence it is the very mercy of God that raises up the prophet in a day of ruin. Nor is it otherwise in the ways of God today. In the minds of many, the prophetic gift has been limited to foretelling future events, and thus it has been concluded that the gift of prophecy has been withdrawn. It is true that the revelation of God is complete, and apart from the word of God, none but an impostor would profess to unfold the future with a "Thus saith the Lord." But it is very far from true that the revelation of God is complete. And apart from the word of God, none but an impostor would profess to unfold the future with a "Thus saith the Lord." But it is very far from true that the prophetic gift has ceased. It is evident from the New Testament that this gift holds a very high place in the estimation of God. In 1 Corinthians 14, we read, "Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For
Sample complete. Ready to continue?